Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding, March 17th, 2026. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23-24 appears within one of the most carefully reasoned theological arguments in the New Testament. The letter to the Romans was written by the Apostle Paul to believers living in Rome, likely in the mid-1st century AD. These Christians came from mixed backgrounds, both Jewish and Gentile, and were navigating questions about faith, law, grace, and what it truly means to belong to God's people. The occasion for the letter was not a crisis in the church, but a need for clarity. Paul had not yet visited Rome, yet he hoped to do so. Before arriving, he wanted to lay out a clear, unified explanation of the gospel. His purpose was to show that salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone, and that this salvation creates a new kind of unity among believers who once stood divided by culture, law, and background. Romans 3 plays a crucial role in this argument. In chapters 1 and 2, Paul demonstrates that Gentiles are guilty before God because they suppress the truth and live contrary to God's revealed will. He then turns to the Jews and shows that possessing God's law does not automatically make someone righteous. Knowing the law is not the same as keeping it. By the time Paul reaches Romans 3:23, he has carefully established that everyone is under sin's power. The setting of Romans 3:23-24 is therefore a courtroom-like presentation. Paul is presenting evidence, calling a witness Scripture itself, and reaching a verdict about humanity's spiritual condition. The function of verses 23 to 24 is to summarize the problem and immediately introduce God's solution. Verse 23 concludes the argument of universal guilt. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Verse 24 begins the transition into hope. Sinners are justified by His grace as a gift. Within the broader structure of the book of Romans, these verses act as a hinge. Everything before them explains humanity's need. Everything after them explains how God meets that need through Christ. Paul wants readers to understand that grace is not a reaction to good behavior, but God's decisive answer to universal failure. The function of this passage is both leveling and liberating. It removes every claim to self-righteousness and opens the door for every person to receive salvation. Take action. Open your Bible and read Romans 3:9 23. As you read, note how Paul moves from describing humanity's shared guilt to proclaiming God's gracious provision through Jesus Christ. Reflection questions. 1. Why is it important for Paul to show that both Jews and Gentiles were under sin before explaining grace? 2. How does reading Romans 3:23 24 within its larger context deepen your understanding of God's fairness and mercy? Memorization reminder. Read Romans 3:23 24 aloud twice today. Then practice reciting it. Remember, the memorization process is not about perfection, it is about progress. Another helpful way to learn the verse is to rewrite the verse in your own words.